Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request a supervisor?
Yes, I did. I work at a bank, and I work in the operations department. I handle the fraud. And we have a customer who just thought he was entering to win an iPad and had no idea he was signing up for a subscription, as I'm sure you hear all the time because your company just does it with the fine print. But it's an older man. He doesn't know what he's doing, and he's on a fixed income. So we were just really hoping to possibly get a refund for this customer.
Let me get his information pulled up. What's his first and last name?
Sure, it's Matthew, and I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but it is Gautreau.
All right, and then verify his address for security purposes.
Sure, that's 196 Old River Road in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I just hear it showing he signed up on the 17th.
Excuse me. For the meal planning app subscription, which, like you said, it was done through a survey, which you probably didn't read the terms, and got billed to $59.89.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the terms that are barely legible, and an old man with bad eyesight isn't going to see them. He did not read the terms. He did not understand the terms, and I was hoping that you could just have be able to do a courtesy refund just this one time for this customer.
So due to him having what we call the 3D verification, which was already explained to him, but probably not you, anytime like that showing, of course, whether or not he signed up, that means you just already verified his information. So in case you try to say you didn't sign up, of course, we already have that. But when that's showing, yeah, the company, they will not let us provide a refund under those circumstances.
Okay.
We already told him that, but I'm sure he's...
Well, yeah, but I just figured, you know, since I work in fraud and I make these phone calls more often, I'd see if I could get a reasonable human being who didn't like scamming old people. But I guess I don't know if there's anyone there that has those qualifications. But
that's their rules, the company.
No, that's fine, but I'm sure there's something you can request it, send it back somehow, something, or just don't work with that company that scams old people unless you like it. So you must enjoy it. Now enjoy your day scamming more old people.